be one thing, too, if all of this, which is being driven by people in the information technology industry, meant that the web itself was a lot better. But I'd argue that it's not better either. I'm looking around the room, and I'm going to guess that most of you have kind of been engaged with online culture for a decade or so. And you remember what the internet was like? It was like even 6 or 7 years ago. Do you remember when services came out? They always had these things called open APIs, which meant that they played really nicely with each other. Do you remember that when a web service came out, it was expected that you would be able to export all your data and all your work with a clean click of one button, and that it would work in an open standard, and that would mean you could take your work from one platform to another, and you would own it? Do you remember that? The fellow I'm going to name drop here is a guy named Tony Hurst. He works for the Open University in the UK. He's an information technology professor at the Open University. And he does a lot of really cool work with like DIY data hacking. He actually describes himself as a data artist. And he, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, he used to do just amazing things with like Google spreadsheets, he could take a Google spreadsheet and he would import data from Wikipedia, and then using the Google spreadsheet output, he could like populate a map and have it dynamically rendered with the population of every place on the map, just by taking the standards and being able to move it around. And he would do these wonderful little tutorials on how to do this. And what I loved about his work was, he was doing like big data manipulation, but you didn't need a super processor or a data scientist to do it. You could do it yourself, and he would put the recipes up, and you wouldn't have to spend a dime to do it. If you go to Tony Hurst's blog right now, he's extremely depressed. He actually wrote a post on his blog about 2 weeks ago called Innovation Lost. I'll read just a little bit of it. We used to build things around Amazon's API and Yahoo's API and Google's API and Twitter's API. As those companies innovated, they built services they let others play with. And they let the upstarts play with their toys. And we did, because they were easy to play with. But they're not anymore. The upstarts used us to build their services, improve them, and entrench them. And now they're something you cannot play with. The toys became enterprise wares, and now you need professional tools to play with them. And that's kind of how the internet is in a lot of things. You can actually hear people talk about things like the death of RSS, and I won't get too geeky into RSS, but RSS is this really simple syndication protocol that it used to be just automatic, that if a service came out, it would output an RSS file. And there are all these really simple tools that would let you take RSS and combine it in any way you like. And now you're seeing Google, which was largely built on the back of the RSS revolution, is actually actively deprecating it in all sorts of their services. I won't even get into what Facebook does to your data, what Gmail does, or Google does to your data, what the NSA is doing to your data. Oh yeah, but Canada's not involved with that. Although, no, wait, we're part of this thing called Five Eyes, which means we're basically sharing with all the major Anglo powers that are spying on every single move we make through our mobile devices, every move we make. That's the internet today. And when I look at this terrain, here I am, the director of innovation, and I have a hard time feeling that good about it.